Well, hello there, and welcome to FlameFlash.net podcast, episode 205. We're recording pretty late on the Sunday, but it was a busy weekend, wasn't it, bud?
Yeah.
So we are here with Mordecai again. And we're going to join in just a little bit of civving at the same time, just for the heck of it. This time around. Just was kind of hungry to do something else as we recorded this time, weren't you?
Yeah.
Like, wanted it to be more chill. Totally get that. So, here we are. Being chill.
Indeed.
So, Civ 7 has kind of done a good job for me of going ahead and claiming best Civ at this point for me. I have played since Civ 2 all the way now to 7. Along with the spin-off games as well.
You're old.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, with that being said, how has the rest of the week gone for you, bud?
Pretty good. I didn't really do much except the High Mountain Foreign Druid. He's at level 29.
Nice. Yeah, because we did some World of Warcraft. We knocked out the Trial of Style. After all.
Yeah.
And then we just moved on from there. We did a little hell diving today. We did some Civ 7 today.
Mm-hmm.
Or over the week, from what I recall. And let's see here. Can't really recall much other gaming. Do you recall any other gaming that we did?
Not really.
Okay. Yeah, I think while it was a good and busy week, like, we went swimming on Saturday, we filled our time with other things. You know?
Yeah.
So there wasn't a whole lot of gaming just because we were doing other things. But that being said, the week, of course, the world moves on, and unlike the cleanliness of Civ 7's politics, the world is still messy. Oh yeah, I even snuck in some World of Warcraft, some Mario Kart while making dinner tonight.
Oh, I met you.
We just met. I hope that means we're not going to just be cornering each other.
Agreed.
But
Your city's pretty close.
Seriously?
Not too close, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 tiles away.
So be it. Well, we'll just have to see where things go. I have like 3 scouts at this point flying around. But Trump is being himself.
Oh, lovely.
He thinks he can solve all of these problems that, for the most part, he started in the first place. But people seem to forget that Ukraine was under his watch. Like,
what's happened to Ukraine?
Well, it first started back in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
He was elected in 2016, and nothing got fixed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it escalated in a full-scale war, supposedly, in 2022. But it's just, there's been a push, incorrectly so, for him to become, or for him to get a Nobel Peace Prize. It's like, Obama got a Nobel Peace Prize. And I would argue that he probably didn't really deserve it at the time.
Oh?
Just, I don't recall there being anything huge internationally that Obama did. He mostly focused on trying to help the people domestically, like with Obamacare. So,
he mostly focused on the people?
He mostly focused on the people and fixing things here at home.
Because honestly, it is kind of messy here.
Yeah. But then he got the Peace Prize. Well, that always rankled Trump. That Obama got the Peace Prize.
Oh?
So, it ticked him off to no end. So, of course, now on this second second term, he's going to push to get a peace prize. You know, because Obama got one, so I should get one. Kind of attitude.
Ah. Oh, hello, new person. I've met 2 new people.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you met the same guy.
No, good. So, you know, he's pushing for it in these weird, random ways, and it just doesn't make much sense. You know?
Yeah.
And on top of that, he's doing anything but being peaceful. Like, all of the chaos that he's unleashing just in not only the country but the world is definitely not peaceful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Anything else he's done recently?
Right now he is sending out troops and other forces into Washington, D.C. to kind of try to supposedly get rid of crime and make Washington, D.C. safer. So, the homeless, etc.
Yeah.
Which is another one of those fascism moves. Let's act against the people that can't really speak up for themselves.
Lovely.
Yeah. So that's the concern, you know?
Yeah.
Or at least my concern. I don't think a lot of people are super worried about it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's more of his chaos as usual. We have ICE showing up now, not only at civil court, but at criminal court too, and trying to sweep people. That are just going to court.
Huh.
He is pushing for a decrease in international students in general. He's trying to basically close the borders to anybody that he doesn't want to come to the United States. He's trying to make the United States as unwelcoming as possible.
Huh.
And that's worrisome because colleges and universities benefit a lot from having international students.
Mm-hmm.
The students that are attending benefit because they are getting experience with all of these additional people, you know?
Yeah.
And similarly, the international students are visiting the United States, learning about the United States, and hopefully, therefore, bringing positive vibes, positive energy back out internationally. It's one of the reasons why him closing USAID was also a bad thing.
Hmm.
You know, because then we lost that.
Yeah.
So there we are. Let's see. Otherwise, we have Texas still trying to go and redistrict.
What do you mean by redistrict?
So they're trying to gerrymander, which everybody does it. So I'm not saying it's like weird or extra terrible that Texas is trying to do it, but this is the first time that a state has tried to do it outside of the normal schedule and at the demands of the president.
Why would the president demand it?
Because that solidifies Trump's hold on the House of Representatives. So he can continue basically doing what he wants to do. If he loses the House in 2026, he becomes a lame duck. He won't get anything done without also having to compromise. And he is not a man to compromise.
Never thought he was.
He's not a compromiser. Just at all. You know?
Yeah.
So that's the problem there. So it's just going to be messy. The Texas representatives ran from the state so that they would prevent harm, which is having enough lawmakers present to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also, you know, a problem.
Yeah.
So now Texas is at a standstill. They're trying to force them back in any way, shape, or form to do what they want to do, because they know if successful, Texas would then win back about, or could rearrange the map theoretically and get about 5 extra seats in the House, which would solidify the Republican majority in the House.
Gross.
The problem is other states are threatening, okay, if you do this, we're going to do the opposite.
What do they mean by do the opposite?
The blue states will go and do something similar. And it's just going to be this mess. Just super messy.
How so? Would they do something similar?
That, well, the blue states would rearrange their districts as well.
Gotcha.
So, you know, that's the problem.
Yeah.
So it's just going to become an arms race. Which, you know, is also a problem. An arms race for votes. It really, really feels disturbingly like we are entering a old war. Like a cold civil war.
Are you sure we're not already in one?
It might be.
Kinda sucks.
Yeah, it does. It does a lot.
would you say the biggest problem is probably the a lot of the Republicans are very closed-minded?
I wouldn't put it on party lines.
Well, yeah, but...
but...
I'm mostly talking about the extremists, Trumps.
Okay, then the extremists are definitely the problem in this situation.
Gotcha.
Like, they are the whole problem. There wouldn't be a problem if they weren't so extreme. Which is the unfortunate thing.
Yeah.
But that's where we're at. It's messy. Very messy. I mean, there's not a whole lot more to say about it. It just, he's continuing to be Trump. I think he's offered to try to meet in Alaska regarding the Ukraine thing. This is a problem.
Yeah.
I am hopeful that we will get out of this. Very. But it's, we're in wait and see mode. And that's where we're stuck, is wait and see mode. Which is frustrating.
When would you guess we'd get out of wait and see mode?
The 2026 election. That's where the that poo is going to hit the propulsion.
Oh.
If the Republicans gain more power, that's going to be the problem. Because then they'll have the full time to be the full 4 years. Meanwhile, our founders intended for the full 4 years, for these roadblocks to happen, but they didn't intend for what is happening.
How do you mean?
I think I mentioned candidate Harris, former candidate Harris, was on an interview with Colbert recently, and he gave her jokingly the opportunity to say, "I told you so." Because everything that she said in the debate with Trump is happening and has happened. And she laughed, they laughed, and then they moved on. She didn't, she had the grace to not say, "I told you so."
Really shows the maturity differences.
Yeah, it does.
Man, this scout cannot catch a break.
You have a scout that just keeps dying, huh? Or getting hit.
Getting chased.
Nice.
Like, all my scouts are being chased.
Yep, I just had a scout get attacked. Run away, little guy, run away!
How far are we into Project 2025 again?
About 50% at this point, which is the even scarier thing, you know?
Yeah. I don't remember too much in it.
Basically, a slow tearing down of everything. And that's what they're definitely doing. So.
I've heard a lot of people compare it to Nazi Germany.
Yeah. Pretty much. It's even this, you know, the Star Wars, there goes democracy with thunderous applause.
Yep. Sounds bad, girl.
It is being destroyed along with via thunderous applause.
I feel like the extremists are blind to that. Like, it's happening right in front of us.
Yeah, it really is. And there was a funny TikTok with the various majors in college either having good days or bad days, and everybody pretty much is having a bad day except for the artists, and that's not a good thing. But history, wow, you said all the way up there.
Yeah, I'm kind of sandwiched otherwise.
Oh, you just don't have any room to grow, period, do you?
Correct. Wow. I'm basically sandwiched between you and
Takumesh, or however you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Gotcha. But, you know, that's the funny thing, if anybody's listening to the audio, is they're not going to understand some of the Civ 7 gameplay that's happening behind the scenes as well. So, I apologize there. But yeah, it's a mess. It's a problem.
Honestly, sounds like it.
Yeah. But the history majors are basically in the corner crying and rocking back and forth in an attempt self-soothe. That was the joke, that the art majors are doing wonderfully. Everybody else is not. But the history majors are really in a bad spot.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, exactly.
Why specifically history?
Because those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it, and those that do know history are warning that we're about to repeat it.
Lovely.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Kind of shows everything that's happening, but once again, the extremists are ignoring it.
Yep. Pretty much. Pretty much. But any other thoughts? I mean, the rich person's feelings index is all over the place because tariffs are still a problem. Like, anybody who claims the tariffs are good doesn't understand economics. Period. End of discussion.
I'm glad that that's gonna be one of my majors in college.
Yep.
Because I've told you that I'm helping for economics and politics, right?
You're following my footsteps, huh?
Eh. Mostly just want to... I forgot what I was gonna say.
That's okay.
I want the economics major so then I can understand money better and have less of a hard time with it. And
gotcha.
Politics, just so I vote for the right person anytime. If there's still a democracy.
Yeah, there's a fun thing to, you know, worry about.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a real fun thing to worry about. If there's still a democracy.
I genuinely hope there is, because... I would like to be able to vote when I'm old enough to.
Yeah, fair. I have a scout that is basically pinned to an island.
Nice. How's that going for you?
Not well. But I just got another city, so that's good.
Indeed.
Well, it, you know, I grew it to a city.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all a mess. A big mess. We'll wait and see. That's all we can do.
Which is honestly rather unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. But with our wait and see hats firmly in place, any other thoughts?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Well, I think we'll wrap up here then.
Sounds good.
So this was episode 205 of the FlameClash.net podcast. Pretty late recording. And we'll let it go from here.
Ada, a pleasure. Tell me,
indeed,
what are your thoughts on calculus?
So, if anybody wants to leave a comment, podcast@flameclash.net. Otherwise, reaching out on the blog or YouTube. Those are probably your best other options. And we'll sign off for now.
Live with honor.
Indeed. Good luck out there, everyone.